fellow Freedom fans. David Carmichael here. David Allen Carmichael. If you want to know which David Carmichael there is on the planet, that's what you do. You do a search on your favorite internet browser. Type in David, A-L-A-N, Carmichael, and you're going to be entertained. You can find lots of interesting things, read some interesting events that have happened in history that are impacting other people's lives. Of course, you can always do that. And you can give us a call here at 888-850-1872. If you were actually watching online, we've got an online at faithfreedoms.org. You can actually get online and watch. And I know somebody's on there right now, and you should see me fumbling around right now. Just seconds before it's time to go on the air, the music's playing, the disqualifier explaining that my views may not be the same as the station or those advertisers. As that's going on, I'm scrambling around. I've got to get to the microphone. And so there's a little bit of visual entertainment at faithfreedoms.org. You can always tune in there. It is Veterans Day. It is the day post-World War II that we celebrate or honor and remember those who serve in the armed forces. Both of my grandmothers were born on November 11th. I've got one grandmother who's living. You know that God is the God of the living and not of the dead, of course, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So my grandmother is living right now, but not on Earth, of course, and she was born November 11th, 1909. My other grandmother, my mother's mother, was born November 11th, 1911. So those of you who put slashes in between your months, days, and years, it would be 11/11/11 is how she went through life. How's that for fun when you're telling people what day you were born? She was the grandmother who was rich when she was a youngster. Here are all these wonderful stories about some of the people that you hear and see on old videos of old famous people and stuff like that. So her parents were friends of those kind of folks. So I get a little history there. Of course, they went broke with a little strange manipulation by evil people. She ended up being a pauper very shortly in her life. So that's good. It's better to, I'll tell you what, I would rather grow up with a little bit of a sense of character and right versus wrong and not be completely too complacent with too much money. Of course, sure would be nice to have so much money you could give it away. That would be nice too. But what are you listening to? I'm rambling here. It's the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to talk about the issues of the day. I am. On a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong, I have a guest scheduled, and we hopefully everything's going to work out really, really nicely today. And the guest that's going to come on at 3:20 is Deborah Osborne. Deborah Osborne, some of you in our broadcast area know her. She's, I believe, director, or we'll find the exact title, of the Tri-County Pregnancy Center in Williston. Yesterday, we had a caller from Williston. Actually, he's from Chieflin. Joe from Chieflin was driving to work in Williston, and he gave us a call yesterday. But today we're going to be talking to Deborah Osborne. She's going to tell us about her. I asked her specifically to tell me about the Tri-County Pregnancy Center. The reason I found out about her is her organization is sponsoring the mounting of a Ten Commandments monument at the Levy County Courthouse, I believe it is. So I thought, well, that was interesting. That was interesting. I have affiliation with people who spent some time arguing cases that have been to the U.S. Supreme Court over this Ten Commandments issue. And, of course, I read a little bit of it, so I was very fascinated. And so I'm going to ask some questions that give me information about her particular situation and how it relates to some of the cases that made the news across the nation recently. So we're going to see how things are going there. So what do you think about that? Should there or should there not be Ten Commandment monuments on courthouse property? I think it's like in a park area. So I guess it's an outside park-like area sort of thing that might be suitable for this kind of thing. I'm not really sure. We're going to get the details of it. Those of you who have been by that courthouse, you'll know better than me. Than I. Would be I. Okay. You can give me a call at 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. But we do want to make sure that we acknowledge those who serve our nation. My grandfather was in World War I. he was wounded by a bullet that made it so they thought he would not be able to have children because of where he was wounded, without going into detail. It turns out they were wrong. Thanks. A little divine intervention might help too, right? But they were wrong, and so I'm here with you today, although my grandfather was wounded in a World War I in such a way that would preclude possibly having children, but it all worked out. The other thing is he suffered being gassed with mustard gas, and it had its effect on him, had its effect on his nervous system. So he was a guy, and I guess the World War I guys really weren't taken care of. A lot of that stuff happened to them, and it was, thanks for serving, bless your heart, see you later. So I think, there were things that we have a tendency to send our people into harm's way without really thinking about how necessary it is to take care of them after the fact, especially National Guard folks. If you've got friends in the National Guard, whoa, pray for them. Those guys get used up like crazy. And part of the problem with National Guard, you've got your home life, you've got a regular work job that you have to keep up. You get yanked out of that job. That employer now has to adjust for the sacrifice of the service member. So that means it's a sacrifice on behalf of the employer, the person who is hiring the person. Or, I mean, think about it. If you're running your own business and you get yanked out of your business to go off and serve in the National Guard, do some active duty in Iraq. It's been, obviously, people have been doing that, and also now in Afghanistan. That's some dangerous stuff. So I would encourage all of our listeners to be not just mindful of those who are serving, but prayerful, and really pray for those guys and for their protection. I think back in Desert Storm, or Desert Shield initially, back in 1990, when Saddam Hussein, he called it annexed Kuwait. And of course that upset everybody, because you just don't go out a conquering without ticking everybody off. So the United States sent a bunch of forces over there. And one of the things that Saddam Hussein said is he said that Allah was on his side. And that once things shifted to the Desert Storm phase in 1991, Saddam Hussein said that Allah was on his side, and that there would be the mother of all battles, and that he would be victorious. Well, you know what? The only problem with saying things like that is it very well may be that you might invite the attentions of the Almighty. If we look back on what actually happened with Saddam Hussein and the mother of all battles, what happened is there was a whole lot of Iraqis hurt in that particular battle. Probably the biggest, one of the biggest tank battles they've had in history. Some of you historians may know better than I know. So you can give me a call at 888-850-1872. But my point here is divine intervention is an important thing to have at any phase of your life experience. The reason, I'll tell you what, I think about my grandfather who went off to World War I. He reminded me of Sergeant York. When I watched the movie of Sergeant York, it reminds me of my grandfather, because my grandfather was very much like Sergeant York. He wasn't from the hills of Tennessee. He was from the hills of Texas, I guess, the lowlands, the flatlands of Texas. And he was a man who had a great fear of God, and he had a great love for his neighbor. And my grandfather was the kind of guy, before he retired, and then after he retired, he spent his time down in 6th Street in Los Angeles and in the Skid Row area of Los Angeles, ministering to homeless drunks and drug addicts. And so you might see my grandfather in bars in downtown Los Angeles, and he wasn't drinking. So he was trying to lead those guys into a life that is restored. So he was a kind of a street corner gospel preacher kind of guy. That was my grandfather. So if you've ever seen the Sergeant York movie, and with Gary Cooper, it's great. And it's a guy who really, he's a rambunctious guy who can shoot better than anybody in his county or whatever like that. And then he has a change in his life where he basically hears the gospel preached by the preachers, and he responded to it, changed his life, gave his life over to God, and stopped being a hoodlum. And so now he had a fear of God, and when they wanted him to go to war, he didn't want to shoot anybody. He had a he had a problem with that. He said, well, why should I be taking somebody's life when I'm supposed to be doing those things to save people's lives? So they actually got him to go off to war without coming to a conclusion on what he would do if ever put in a situation where he might have to use a gun. And of course, he was a expert rifleman, so it's not like he didn't know how to use the thing. And in the movie, you see that he got to a point where he realized that there's folks with machine guns killing the men around him, and that the only way to stop them from killing others was to eliminate them. So he actually killed a few people, but in doing so, it was a short step to capturing the enemy rather than killing the enemy. So he had this record-breaking capture. Now, that isn't something my grandfather did, but what he did was, is I knew him as being a man who would rather spend his time saving people than killing them. So I think it was neat just knowing my grandfather and knowing what he experienced, hearing some of the stories. Some of the stories reflected stuff you see on the Sergeant York movies. So some of the stories I heard from my grandfather, it was kind of neat watching the movie just because it seemed like I was watching the things that he described. So it's very important, folks. A lot of times people are going off to war, going off to Afghanistan, they're going off to Iraq, and people are saying, hey, man, I'm against this war. Well, you know what? If you're against a war, then by all means, you need to communicate to those guys who are making policy decisions, because the military constitutionally is subject to the civil authority. So guess what? You and the civil authority is subject to you. So if you have a concern, you need to get off your couch, tune out your cable TV, get involved, make a difference, take responsibility for your civic duty today. Because ultimately, it's each of us that will be held accountable. You know, it's appointed man once to die, then the judgment. Keep that in mind. So, folks, the responsibility for our service members, for those veterans, those who are engaged in protecting our security by putting their lives on the line, those policy decisions come from people who work for us. So keep that in mind. Now, when you confront somebody who's a service member, say thank you. Imagine knowing that there are people that would like to kill Americans. And so they found a mechanism to have some Americans overseas, for those people who are overseas who would like to kill Americans, have somebody to shoot at without flying over here to do it, without taking out large numbers of civilians here. They got some crazy people taking out large numbers of civilians elsewhere. It's a pretty horrific thing that's going on. I sound kind of flippant on this, but what I want you to do is just get a picture that there are people going out, putting their lives at risk, and they really are doing it believing that they are serving their neighbor. I've actually watched in situations where men are withholding deadly force because they even put themselves at risk to protect somebody else who's innocent. We got some brave young Americans that are out serving for us now. Of course, we have in the past as well. I want you to be mindful of those, whoever you can think of that you know that's out doing it right now. I urge you to pray for them and for their specific protection. And folks, maybe when they come back, we're going to have a generation of people who really know what it takes, what it costs to sacrifice. They have an awareness of near-term sacrifice for long-term reward rather than near-term gratification with long-term consequences. Hey, we're going to come back. We're going to interview Deborah Osborne, and we're going to talk to her ultimately about this Ten Commandments monument. See, that's a hot potato politically, isn't it? But of course, first, I'm going to talk to her about her Tri-County Pregnancy Center, because I think that's an important thing that she's doing that we need to be aware of and to support and to encourage in the work that Deborah Osborne's doing. Because how else are we going to take care of our neighbor as ourselves? Are we going to turn it over to the government to take care of these pregnant young ladies? Or are we going to take care of it ourselves? All right, so we're going to come back. Check out my website at faithfreedoms.org. The number here is 888-850-1872. And get ready for a good interview when we come back after this break.